My friend, it is possible to live holy in an unholy world. I think of a man by the name of Noah. Of all the people all over the face of the earth, only 8 people were on that ark. Only 8 were righteous before God, and they lived holy before the Lord. My friend, no matter what anybody else is doing, it is possible for you to live for the Lord.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Thank you for joining us today, and we are in the book of Genesis, chapter 6, and I'm going to read beginning with the 8th verse. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. I like that. Then verse 9 says, this is a genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. And then it says, Noah walked with God. I like that. I think that's important to know. Noah walked with God. And my friend, it is imperative that you walk with God as well. In fact, that's what the Lord wants. He desires that you have a personal, living, intimate relationship with a living God. And that is possible. God has made a way through his son, Jesus Christ. Now, in our text, we find that there is a man that found grace in the eyes of God, Noah. That's right. What kind of man was he? Well, he's a man that was blameless. But what does that mean? Does that mean that Noah never made mistakes? Does that mean that Noah never sinned? Is the Bible teaching us sinless perfection? That we can come to a place in our spiritual journey that we can never sin? The answer to that is no, absolutely not. I want to make it very clear that that is not what the Bible is suggesting. So what does it mean? Noah was blameless. Genesis 6 and 9 says Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. See, the Bible talks about another man like this, a man by the name of Job. In fact, in Job chapter 1 and verse 1, it says, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Was Job perfect? Did Job ever make a mistake? Was Job without sin? No, Job was not perfect in that respect, but he was perfect in the sense that he trusted in the living God. See, Job did love the Lord. He was upright and he stayed away from evil. Job stood righteous before God because he trusted in the Lord. See, Noah was a blameless man. The word perfect means blameless. And blameless doesn't mean that Noah was sinless. It doesn't mean that sinless perfection, if you will. But blameless means having integrity, or being whole or unblemished. In fact, this word is used to describe the animals that were sacrificed to the Lord in the Old Testament. See, Noah's conduct and behavior was such that his neighbors or his family could not find fault with him. Oh, I like that, my friend. Listen, you may think that you're holy, but does your spouse think that you're holy? Do your kids think that you're holy? Do those who are close to you and know you think that you're holy? You see, they couldn't find fault in Noah. He was a man of God, a man of integrity, a man that trusted in the Lord, a man that obeyed God, a man that believed in the word and lived by it. Being that Noah was an upright man and a blameless man, I'm sure that it showed in his actions. My friend, if you are living for God and your relationship is right with the Lord, then you will also treat others right. I pray that you walk in your integrity.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.